Saturday, August 13th, 2022. Today's going to be a special day. The workout of the day. Here's what we got. 3 rounds for time. An 800 meter run. That right away is going to get a lot of people just out of their comfort zone. Good. 20 meters of a front rack lunge with a 95 pound barbell for men, 65 for women. A 15 meter handstand walk. That's going to be a challenge. And then 3 rope climbs. 15 feet tall using your legs. So for this workout, the weight isn't particularly heavy for most people, but the distance is a little long. That's where a challenge comes in right there. Handstand walking is certainly high skill and challenging, so we can do that prescribed or we can do a modification. Good to go. We can meet you where you are. And the rope climbs also. It's a challenging movement, more challenging than a pull-up, technique-wise anyway, and not everyone has a rope, so we've got you covered there. And everyone loves the 800 meter run. So this is a nice workout that people are really going to enjoy. I had something I wanted to say here. Oh, and yes, I'm well aware they were doing front rack lunges and yesterday we did deadlifts. The backside is going to be toasty and that's being done intentionally right now. We of course have other equipment conversions in case you can't run, you need to do it on a bike or a rower. We've got videos showing all the movements of today's workout. And we've got a super fitness robot time, 21 minutes or less, more likely 33 minutes or less. And if you can do the movements in the prescribed workout, but let's just say you're not gonna handstand walk more than a meter or two at a time, so you're gonna be kicking up and kicking down, but you can make your way through it. There's nothing wrong with that at all. And if your time drifts a little bit, that's okay, it's all right. The wild card option is gonna take that handstand walk out of there. And it'll also give you an option if you don't have a rope to climb. So the wildcard option, 3 rounds for time, 800 meter run, 20 meter front rack lunge, same loading, 95-65, but then 5 wall walks per round in place of the handstand walk. And then I have 3 rope climbs in there, but there's an asterisk there and it says 3 rope climbs or 15 pull-ups per round. So I think that wildcard option is going to be a really nice fit for a lot of people. Of course, we've got a video showing the wall walk there. Scaled option, 3 rounds for time, 400 meter run, knocking that down. 20 meter front rack lunge, kept that there, but knocked the loading down. 65 for men, 45 for women. 2 laps around a box in a pike or planked position. Go ahead and see the video there. And if that is too much to do even with your knees or feet on a box, you can do it on the ground in just a push-up position with your feet on the ground, make your way in a circle, or with your knees on the ground on a mat, making your way in a circle. So very scalable, but make sure you check out that video. And we've got ring rows in there, 15 per round, instead of the pull-ups or rope climb. Of course, all of those got video descriptions there. The limited equipment crew, they don't have a rope to climb, they don't have a barbell, but they're gonna do 3 rounds for time, 800 meter run, they're gonna do 20 meters, dumbbell front rack lunge with their 50s or 35 pounders. The 15 meter handstand walk is there and they've got 15 pull-ups to do per round. For them, super fitness robot, 21 minutes or less, more likely around 33 minutes or less. No equipment workout, got nothing but yourself and planet Earth. 3 rounds for time, 800 meter run, 40 meters of a walking lunge because you have no loading now other than your body, and a 15 meter handstand walk. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. First one is an either or. Either barbell bent over rows or one arm dumbbell rows. Sets and reps listed there with videos. And if you've got both, I'm always a big fan of doing the unilateral work, doing the dumbbell stuff, because we touch barbells plenty. And then 10 minutes of practice with the Bergner warm-up. Empty bar, and there's a video there, and the Bergner warm-up is listed out in steps. And that's what you need to do to get that squat snatch higher, or power snatch if you're so inclined. Practice, practice, practice. Cool down and stretching, 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Frog stretch, calf stretch and foam rolling, and the pec stretch laying on your side. Time domains listed and videos provided. Hope you enjoyed that wonderful week of training. It is a rest day tomorrow. You have most certainly earned it. We've punched halfway into August. Thanks for being along on this fitness journey with me, and I will see everybody on Monday.